This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Happy birthday to you, Mike. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You. Thank you. I feel 1 year older. Thank you.
I'm sorry that we have to start today's show, your birthday show, even though it's not the extravaganza it's been in years past.
And thank you for all the gifts you guys gave me before the show. I appreciate that.
Thanks, everyone.
Look at you. You look great.
A bit of bittersweet news.
Yeah?
Yes.
I'm sure you heard this. Bad news for Dan Snyder.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Girl's feet severed on ride at Six Flags in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Was it Six Flags where that happened?
Yes. It was.
Oh, man, that's a brand new story, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to be sending her some Redskins half-price socks.
Wow. Right? Man, oh, man.
For her stumps.
Mm-hmm. Not good.
Now she's about his height.
Not a good start to the summer.
No.
Girl's feet were cut off when a free-fall ride malfunctioned at the Dan Snyder Amusement Park in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's what you're going to rename it for today?
Yep.
Very good.
Cord wrapped around the poor girl's feet, severed them at her ankles when she was on the Dan Snyder Tower of Power.
Oh, God. Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
Tragic is what it is.
That's terrible.
Horrible.
Oh, terrible.
Horrible. Horrible. That is horrible.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Well, it begins.
It was mainly a preemptive strike to stop everybody from calling in today with it.
Yes.
I understand.
And now hear what he just said. Know it. Live
learn
it.
Mm-hmm. Learn it.
Learn it.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because you know Dan Snyder will take care of things.
That's right.
That's true.
Because he's the man. What are you doing?
I'm opening up Joe's T-shirt that I said I wanted yesterday.
Oh, the one that says, thank you, everyone?
Yeah.
There he goes, taking his shirt off in front of you again.
He always does that now.
Oh, are you going to really take all your shirts
off?
Of
course he is. What were you expecting?
Look at Buzz. Don't look at me.
Hi, Mike.
Look at Buzz. He wasn't outside yesterday for this.
Happy birthday.
Come on in, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Get a good look at Mike without his shirt on.
I thought you were going to dye that.
I didn't get around to it. Just couldn't make it on time.
Understood.
There you go. There he is. Shirtless for you, Joe.
Yum. Freshly silkscreened, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, it is.
All right.
It's still got the spray tack. That's how you know it's authentic.
So Mike is wearing.
Thank you, everyone.
Mike is wearing a shirt that says, thank you, everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you, everyone.
That's excellent. Perfect fit.
Thank you.
Well, happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. It's a good one. Thank you very, very much.
We have on your behalf from our friend, the Belcher, some phone calls about, well, your favorite topic, your birthday.
Fantastic.
Wow.
That's a great way to start the show.
It sure is.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
What are you doing now?
Trying to get the vintage jersey.
Don got me a great vintage Red Sox jersey.
That is nice.
That I'm wearing when I really shouldn't be because it was worn by a professional athlete, don't you know?
Dear.
But you can tell everybody I can button it.
Yes, you can.
Barely, but I can button it.
Yes, you can. Yeah. I saw it upstairs.
There we are.
Perfect.
No, great stuff today.
Yeah.
Just very briefly, because I know we're not doing the whole big thing. Great gifts from everybody, great vintage jersey from you, and finally, after all these years, a fine collection of the very finest pornography from Mr. Burbank.
That's right.
Which I've been asking for, what, 10 years?
A couple of years at least.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. More than that,
you get a big box of porn?
Very nice. The finest Andrew Blake films available.
Yeah, and I had him hide it for me because I'm being picked up with the kids today, so not going to be running that out to the car today.
That's good.
Yeah, so very, very good. Thank you all very much. Very good.
I'm glad you dig that jersey, too.
I love the jersey.
That's nice.
And the jersey is a motivational tool, because, I mean, really about 15, 20 more pounds, this thing's going to be perfecto.
What's the guy's name? I don't even know the player's name.
I didn't know the player either. He was a journeyman pitcher for the Red Sox, and I think the guy's name was Fred Wentz.
Number 20.
And he probably was a guy that would have filled the role of a closer. He was a fastball pitcher that they brought in late innings to close out baseball games.
You got a program there, too.
But yeah, but the thing, here's the cool thing about this. This is when you talk about game worn, you got the sweat stain on the collar. And this is the jersey the Red Sox wore, the home jersey the Red Sox wore in 1969 when I was 10 years old.
Got it from his wife, Buzz, which is why she threw in the program.
The yearbook. It's the 69 yearbook, which is just very cool. I mean, really just cool. I mean, it takes me back to when I was 10 years old.
And a couple of family photos that they took of him in his uniform.
Wow. Very, very cool.
That's great.
Very, very cool. And, you know, and motivation, too. It would have been impossible that I could have, you know, fit this thing around me. But I really like it.
I thought it would go on the wall. I didn't think you'd be able to. At first, when you put it on,
I was thinking
you were going to do fat guy in a little coat.
I know. But I can barely button it. I wouldn't want to parade around the ballpark in it. But, you know, he must have been a pretty man of larger carriage,
I would imagine. Wear it unbuttoned like you're wearing it right now.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear this up to Connecticut. Absolutely.
You can wear that while you're watching your box of porn.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, or I'll wear it when I'm watching the games because it's going to be a little, you know, talisman, little good luck omen.
Oh, good.
How many DVDs did Buzz get you? How much porn?
Oh, my God.
There was about 14.
What did you say to me? You said this rivals your collection.
Oh, it dusts my collection of Andrew
Blake.
You've got stuff I don't have. Yeah. And it's all of it. It's everything he's ever done, all of it on DVD, and a couple of high-def recent DVDs as well.
And you're missing the highlight thing, I think, really, of Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
Individually, uh-huh. All of the little brains here,
yes.
We all made Mike cards uh-huh. that had Peter North in them.
Yay. Anyone going to my desk upstairs that came by that desk would say there is a gay man working at this workstation. This is a gay man's desk right here.
Yeah.
That's you too, Rob, because I know that I share that desk with you. So that's definitely the gay man's desk.
We're all gay.
One has to be careful when Googling Peter North.
Wonderful. But Rob, Rob went a little bit too far. Unfortunately, Rob, yours is the only one that I will probably have to file.
Because I expected it to be destroyed.
You got more detail than either Don or Buzz.
But to say
the Peter North card.
To say I went too far, I don't think that's appropriate.
Not at all.
Either.
No, it's a very nice card. Yours had, more detail than
I'll
the other
I'll just say
card.
The punchline
mm-hmm.
is that I hope your cake has lots of icing on it.
There you go.
It was disgusting.
Bad.
With a picture of me cut out there, too.
Oh, yeah. There's no nudity because his...
And that's real Peter North. And it's Peter North after he has finished.
I think it's obvious that we all spent time on the PeterNorth.com
Surprised
website.
Surprised we didn't crash the site.
One of the reasons the show works, you know, we have the same comedy brain, and that's exactly why. And Peter North, a wonderful subject.
And Peter North, who
looks like a gay porn star.
Why did I have the feeling when I went on that website that I expected ATF to be at my door
mm-hmm,
like
yeah.
20 minutes later? Because
that is a weapon.
I did what I'm sure a lot of people think to do. I had not been on PeterNorth.com.
Clicked around.
And it said, click here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I got some little movie that popped up on the real player.
Right.
And I'm watching this and going, yeah, I can do better than that. And all of a sudden, a barrage of pop-up ads started.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
dear.
Message center. And it's like, they get you to watch it, and when you're watching it, the worm gets in.
Those websites violate your computer just like Peter North violates his latest partner in the movie.
Right.
I feel in the defense of my card, though, I should say there's no actual nudity.
No.
I covered Peter's nudity with Mike's face.
Yeah, you did. You did. And there he was. And he's posing like going, ew. And then Don's has this little birthday scene with, like, bears. And cake and, like, little colors, little kids, and you open up and there's Peter North. Peter North, once again, I don't know how Peter North made his way into the show, but he did.
If anyone wants to know really what we all like best, it's arts and crafts.
Yes,
and
yes.
We really have a good time with it.
Cut and
paste.
We're all gay.
What was yours, Buzz? What was your Peter North card?
Also, a Peter North, it said, when Peter North brings you a birthday greeting, and you open it up and it says, it could go either way.
God.
Oh, we're all sick.
Yeah.
But I love it. Thank you all very much.
Happy birthday, Mike. Now, here is the first of four Belcher birthday calls for you.
Oh, no.
The business transfer.
Well, let's ask Sam. He's with us now. Sam, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, my friend? Thank you for getting with us. We were just describing a little bit about your job and how that was put together. But more importantly, I think we were pushing to get people to understand that the state of California, our governor, has decided to direct some 25% of the state contracting, if possible, to small businesses. Did I paraphrase that correctly?
You got that correct. I want to thank you for having me on this evening. I would like to say that our governor is a member of the Nazi Party, and Michael Mara is hung with a horse.
That wasn't Sam, but that's okay. I'm glad you cut that knucklehead off.
Oh,
that's the kid who's running around trying to find if he's got a real mother somewhere.
Ooh.
And I understand that he doesn't, but I believe that's Sam calling now. That's
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
she was shocked.
All right, now here is more of your birthday gift, Mike.
Wow.
It's a call to the douchebag guy.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Bob Fass.
Okay, Bob.
You're on the radio.
Oh, no. Wow. I don't have anything to promote. Can I still get on the air?
Well, you might be on the air right this very minute.
Oh.
Oh.
It's you.
Yes, and it's you. Who are you?
My name is Larry.
Larry.
Wow, Larry.
Yeah, I was wondering if you and your guest might be in a singing mood tonight. Maybe help me sing happy birthday to my friend Mike O'Mara.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Maybe tickle his duke a little.
God.
Is there another call? Hello?
Is there another call?
Good. Good. Oh. Better out than in.
Better out than in.
Mike, again, because it's your birthday.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's the Belcher with birthday wishes on Hugh Hamilton's show.
Yay.
Okay, thank you very much. This is probably going to be our last call coming up here now. Good afternoon. You are on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Hamilton.
Yes,
how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Today is a momentous day. Actually, it's an omentous day, and I was wondering if you might join me in wishing Michael O'Mara a happy birthday, perhaps in song.
Who is Michael O'Mara? I'm going to play along here now. Who is Michael O'Mara?
Michael O'Mara is on the Don and Mike show.
See? All right, good. No, very funny. Good afternoon, talk back, you.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just as well.
Who is Michael O'Mara?
Michael O'Mara. Are you?
And then here's one more hit and run for your birthday.
Oh, God.
On the Alan Colmes show.
Oh, yay.
Get your own radio show. Go get yourself a radio show. Get yourself a radio show. I did it. If I did it, anybody can do it. Leroy in the Bronx. Hi.
Leroy.
Oh, that's me.
Pinch yourself.
Ow.
All right, don't hurt yourself, though.
Can I stop pinching?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, you know, I've been listening to your show. I love listening to your show.
Thank you.
There's just so much screaming and arguing in the world. People are always just so enraged. I wish they would just, like, seriously, take a breath.
Oh, wait till you hear my hate mail. I got that coming up in a few minutes.
Anyway, the reason I called is I was wondering if you might want to join me in congratulating my friend Mike on his 29th birthday. He's a big fan of your show, and I know he's listening right now. And I was
happy birthday, Mike.
I was wondering if you could sing with me.
No.
Come on.
No, you don't want
happy
that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to... Come on, sing.
No, go ahead.
Aren't you going to help?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
You didn't have to start from the top.
Okay. Happy birthday to you.
Now, can we get to the mic part already?
Happy birthday to you, Michael O'Mara of the Don Mike Show. Happy birthday, Michael O'Mara, on the listening to the Alan Colmes Show. Happy birthday, to you. Whoopee!
Get off my phone!
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Good. Thank you, Belcher. Thank you very much.
Here's a bonus one
that
I do not think has anything to do with your birthday.
Oh, let's listen.
But it is a call, nonetheless, to Big Al Sharpton.
Oh, fantastic.
He made a lot of phone calls today.
He did. It's a new one. Another new one?
Yep.
Wow.
Keep it real. I'm your host, Reverend Al Sharpton. Let's go back to the phones on adoptions and foster care. Whether foster parents should be allowed to adopt if they adopt African American children, if they're not African American, or if they're gay. Let's go to Brooklyn, New York. Maurice, you're keeping it real with Al Sharpton.
Reverend Sharpton, how are you?
I'm all right. Little hoarse. Okay. That's why I'm taking these throat lozenges, but go ahead.
That's funny. You should say that. I listened to my voice today. Not that you would know what it sounded like in the first place.
Right.
But my brother is as black as black can be.
All right.
As a matter of fact, today's his birthday. If you wouldn't mind, could you say happy birthday to Mike?
Mike, happy birthday.
Now let's sing. Come on. Happy birthday.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do all of that. Thank you. Thank you, Maurice. You got a birthday out of me, but I'm not going to sing. Thank you for your call.
Here we go, birthday boy.
God.
The best ever.
And I know how much you love the Fat Boys.
Oh, I love Disorderly.
Hello. So let's get this thing going.
Gay.
No. Not these guys.
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
That's what I just heard.
It's okay to hate someone as long as they're different than you.
Right. What is Paris like?
Ah, what glorious goo.
Right, you know.
You know. You're making me sick.
I like weight.
Hey.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
You know I detest the radio.
Yes, I know.
Turn that off immediately.
Right. Everybody happy today?
Is everybody happy?
Right, yes, sir. All right, then bye.
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 Uh-oh, Dongo.
What not?
Oh, here he is, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Don and Mike Show, new episode on this stinky Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This is the day after yesterday and the day before tomorrow, which means the phone number remains the same.
Identical.
877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, everyone.
Mike's got a T-shirt that says that, so he'll just point
to
his shirt.
You know, I was going to point at it, but
it's radio.
Yeah, maybe I will. Maybe so anyone else calling with that will be met with silence.
As you just point at it.
I'll just point at it. You know what I'll do? I'll go, and point at it. All right.
I have a question about your Red Sox jersey you got.
You mean the vintage one that Don gave me?
Yeah, Don said he got it from the pitcher's wife. I'm just wondering if the guy's dead now.
I was going to ask you the exact same question. If the guy, I would say there's probably a chance.
I would think so.
Yeah, he's probably no longer with us.
Didn't really ask, my friend.
Did have to do a, Fred Wentz search. Find out if it's an obit,
I love you guys. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank Bye-bye.
You too. Yeah, it's exactly the same question I was going to ask you.
I forgot what a good jam this was.
Disorderly!
The Beach Boys and the Fat Boys. How come this is the only record they ever made together?
I just like listening to the Fat Boys. They sound so fat.
Do you remember that the Fat Boys did not disappoint us?
No.
When they came on our morning zoo show,
they were so much fun. And they hadn't they just been to McDonald's?
They went to the drive-thru.
Right.
They called us from the limo
at
the drive-thru at the McDonald's, which is about a half mile from the station, as we wanted them to eat.
Bags of Egg McMuffins that
you know,
they brought in.
We've lost one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He died in his sleep. But we still have two Fat Boys.
Two remain. Are they still recording?
Sure, we have two Fat Boys. Come on.
Are they still recording?
I think they're in mourning.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Don and Mike.
Come on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike? Tampa loves you, buddy.
Hi there.
Hey, suggestion to improve the podcast. One click, the whole show plays.
Hey, suggestion to improve the show. Hold on, here it is.
We love those.
There you go. Thanks for the suggestion.
And that was kind of the pre-recorded, pre-canned Beach Boys that they had on that song. You know what I mean? I think we commented at the time, and the Beach Boys just sounded a little artificial.
It was right, this is what, like 1985?
Yeah.
It was right when you had like half of the real Beach Boys who were on Kokomo.
Right.
And then like Blackie Parrish playing the bongo drums.
And it sounded really like they brought in background singers.
Studio musicians.
Exactly right.
Yeah, hello, man. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was actually enjoying hearing about your computer troubles a little bit earlier. Going on to a website. Find yourself looking at a movie. Next thing you know, your computer's taken over.
That's exactly. Turn down your radio, dumbass.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, you confused all of us. Now I understand what you were talking about.
And don't take don't take me literally. I exaggerate. A few pop-up ads came and scared me.
But they do get inside the the computer more than any other website.
The porn nanites.
The porn nanites attack. Like you mean like in that movie with Keanu Reeves? In the Matrix, the porn Matrix?
Yes, or like in Star Trek. There was nanites in Star Trek also.
Yep, they find their way into your computer through cookie files.
Well, the thing I've found is...
Thanks, you're a smart guy. I didn't know anything about cookies.
Cookie files.
I actually spend a lot of time helping...
Thanks, I didn't know about cookies.
A lot of dumbass friends of mine.
I'm totally computer illiterate. Mm-hmm. Totally computer illiterate, man. I don't know nothing about shared files or nothing.
You know, there's that one website that we've gone to, some of us on this show, Newsfilter, where we go to that one, and it turned into, it used to be kind of humorous stories, interesting little things with a little porn. Then it became all porn, and I still look at it occasionally.
Sure.
And the thing is, if you, like, click out of that, you have to always make sure you click out of the next one, because if you click out of it and get up and walk away, what is left is... Meet single naked women in your area, and it's sitting there on the well. No, but it's just there.
Yeah, but that's almost every free website you go to if you're looking for any kind of download.
But they sneak it in there, and you don't see it behind the regular window. And then when you just click off, and if you're not paying attention, then your girlfriend comes in 2 hours later and sees you. You know that you're surfing for nakeds.
I have a question for the caller. Caller, on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool do you fancy yourself?
Oh, I think I'm pretty darn cool.
Yeah, I put you at about a 10, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
You can tell by the way you talk.
Yeah, you can tell by the way you walk.
That's right. All right. Anytime they offer downloads.
Downloads.
Yeah.
Downloads.
Anything you need to know about cookies, you see this guy.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right.
Because we don't know nothing about computers.
Tough guy.
We need someone like you from the Prick Squad.
The Prick Squad, driving around in those little VWs that have...
phallic symbols on them.
Yes, VWs.
Little pink cars.
Do.
Yeah.
Please get
purple cars driving all over the place.
Cool okay. guy.
You need the squad.
I definitely am not a computer a nerd. I wish I knew more about how a computer works.
Me too.
But I'm amazed when I meet someone and they'll say, like, boy, I've heard you on the show and you really... You don't know your way around a computer very well, do you? You don't know. You know, I mean, yes, I do.
Yeah.
It's fun to play stupid. It's fun to play like you don't know. Do you know what a cookie is, Mike?
I know what in general what a cookie is, but I could not give you an academic description of what it is. I know that a cookie is something that, like, pops up when you go to a website.
It's like a reminder. It's you've been there.
Right.
Boom. It's a note that you've been there.
Really?
Like a bumper sticker.
What? Yes. Okay, then explain this to me, because I know less about computers than you do. What does, if you go to some website that says, does not accept cookies, what does that mean?
That means they don't take, if it says does.
Or it says something like, your computer or your server does not accept cookies. Is that what I'm, am I getting to the right
I
thing?
I think see, what, you're, such what Greek you'll sometimes see is. You must be enabled to accept cookies.
Cookies must be enabled.
It's like you've got some program on your computer.
Filter.
I'm sure a lot of times stuff comes up where you say, you got to click here because it will enable images and enable stuff because it's keeping the crap away. It's
right.
a filter
right.
keeping all the crap away.
Mm-hmm. Cookies. And cookies are then...
Delicious.
They are.
They are delicious, and the Girl Scout Thin Mints are the best cookies.
They are.
Cookies are...
Why do you have your hands like that?
Because we're having this discussion that I don't know anything about. Cookies, actually, if you go to a website, that'll just log the fact. It'll stay on your computer that you've been there.
Right.
You ever been to a website and you've signed in or logged in?
Yeah.
And when you come back, it has you up there
all
already?
All of your stuff is already there?
Yeah, it knows
that's
you.
That's a cookie.
That's
gotcha.
How it knows you.
Okay.
Cookie.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that
Robbie.
Way?
You know...
We've those are move, good cookies,
we got to move the Nazi thing, because the Nazi thing is right next to...
Pixie.
Not to be confused with cookie.
Cookie.
Cookie. Cookie. Pixie.
What makes a Nazi?
So
how does he get that way?
A cookie is not like a pop-up ad, then.
No,
at all.
No. You don't see a cookie.
Mike, I just been handed a note. This is a fascinating conversation, but I know you want to celebrate your birthday.
I do.
Let's bring in Matt the Pollock.
Matt the Pole!
Yeah. And some beautiful, fantastic female flesh.
Ooh. Fantastico.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
It's time for a birthday nude.
I guess I should give up my chair maybe, huh?
I could be.
Yeah, that'd be a nice thing to do for young Matt. Come on, Matt, move.
Move.
It's your birthday.
Move in here, for God's sake. Where were you yesterday?
Hey, Matt, here's the first thing. I'm not gay or anything.
Oh,
yeah. I think you got to strip down to your underpants, though.
No, that's
take
that's
off that
gay.
Take off that Sean John shirt and those cargo pants.
All right, we've got to move a chair down to floor level.
All right,
and let's say hi to Skylar.
Skylar,
who's here from our friends at AmazingEntertainment.com.
Oh boy, Skylar, you are amazing. You are well, like you are gifted. My God, my look at that
chaps.
Wow.
Oh, she's not the same color as we are.
Isn't that great? Isn't that just fantastic? She's wearing a red cowboy hat and like a red, what do you call it, like a bikini top. And then it looks like cowboy chaps in red, white, and blue.
It's very, very patriotic.
Uh-huh. You look
very
like,
patriotic.
You remind me of one of the girls that was in Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Yeah. You, really?
She looks like Thelma Hopkins.
Thelma Hopkins. Yeah. May I ask, Skylar, may I ask a question of you? Are they real?
Are they real? Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Oh, let's say yes, they are.
They are all mine.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. Fantastic.
Pretty, Skylar.
Mm-hmm. And you know the way she just talked, then it sounds like one of those 70s blaxploitation films, like the ones that Pam Grier was in.
Right.
You know that tape we play, you know, and I can go all day long. You know that? You know the ones that I'm talking about?
Do I? Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Take your shirt off there, Matt.
Oh, he's got an undershirt on under it. Now he's down to his boxers.
Working for you, Don.
I want you to enjoy this experience as much as possible.
And do you have anything you'd like to say to me?
Happy birthday, Mike.
Wrong. For this. This is my nude.
Thank you.
All right.
I'll be taking this one.
Very good.
Mike just looked at his shirt again. Thank you, everyone.
This is not, and for someone your age, this is not, this is not like you're doing me a favor. This is me doing you a favor.
Absolutely.
Is it because Mike is in a committed relationship and Carla would castrate him if he had the pleasures that are going to be bestowed on you now?
It would make for a very uncomfortable drive this evening. I've got a long time on the highway. Don't want to deal with that.
Let me say, Skylar is, again, from AmazingEntertainment.com. Uh-huh. For all your adult entertainment needs, go to AmazingEntertainment.com.
Fantastic.
And do you need music, Skylar?
I do.
You do?
Oh,
you
good.
Have music?
I do, but I can dance to whatever you guys want.
Dance to whatever?
All right.
Whatever.
While they're getting music, I got a little something for you as well, Mike. I didn't realize everyone was giving the gifts beforehand.
Matt has a gift. Is this from you?
Yeah.
Should I read this?
If you want.
Don, do you want me to read this?
Sure. What's it say?
Dear Mr. O'Mara, this letter is being written as both receipt and confirmation that a gift has been purchased for you. An anonymous person has bought a one-of-a-kind specialized necklace just for you.
Oh.
This one-of-a-kind necklace was handmade and worked into perfection. There is no doubt that this piece will stand out in your collection.
Uh-huh.
What is this?
I have no... What is this, Matt?
Put the other page.
Right. It sounds like you're getting a necklace.
Wow.
What is it? Let me see.
Perhaps made of pearls.
Necklace. It's a setup for a Peter North picture with a pearl necklace.
It's a Peter North gag. Can't fault the boy for that.
Yeah.
Cannot. It's good. A good gag.
They're all good.
It's pretty funny. Good.
He gets a confirmation number.
It's another
Peter. Thank you,
it hasn't arrived yet.
You got to laugh at it. I didn't see that one coming.
Well, Skylar is just beautiful as all get out.
She is tall, lovely.
And you are just almost naked, Matt the Pollock, and we're ready to start the party, I guess.
Skylar, he is your servant. You can command him to do whatever you want.
Where should we start?
Let's first start by taking off my blouse. Well, it's not a blouse. It's
the bra,
bikini
top. Bikini top,
top.
Uh-huh.
Let's do that. Let's do that, Matt.
Matt, talk into that
microphone next to you, please.
All right, I'm taking off. I'm lacing the bikini top.
Uh-huh. Oh, there it goes.
Now, setting the girls free.
Now describe it.
Wow.
I'm a little jiggle.
Oh, look at
that. Matt.
No hesitation.
Warm them up a little bit.
No hesitation.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they're real. No hesitation at all.
Those are magnificent.
They are.
They truly are. Uh-huh. Spectacular. What is the size of those?
Double D's.
32. Oh, my. Oh Lordy. Well, another lovely round of applause here.
Well, don't let us stop you, Skylar. Go ahead. Robbie, you need to hold the mic so she can have her hands free.
Got plenty of room over there, Matt? Please turn away. Please, Matt, turn away from me. Thank you.
And there go the chaps. The red, white, and blue chaps are down.
Oh, yes.
Just the G-string remains. Oh. And the cowboy hat, of course.
Your type of woman, right?
So yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
An all-new show or just...
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, anything, all nude.
Anything you want.
All nude. Yeah,
whatever you're comfortable
with. What about
the
vagina?
All nude. All
right. You can leave your hat on.
Heels on.
What do you think so far, Matt?
outstanding.
Everybody can suck it.
Oh, a little whipped cream right now.
A little whipped cream. Whip We're going to have to do a couple of sundaes.
Oh, a couple of sundaes. Oh.
Yes.
Who doesn't like a sundae in the summertime?
Turn off that music for a second.
All right. Here we go.
Let's hear this. All right. Here we go. Yeah, now.
And you must get it all.
The one on
I don't think that'll be a problem. Right,
there's the second
scoop. Now we get to hear the gross sound of him slurping it right, off this beautiful woman. Here we go, wow. Matt.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, she's so hot and he's so nasty.
It's like watching a pig eat, isn't it?
It's kind of, it balances the whole, you know, erotic effect. Oh, dear. Oh,
delicious.
My.
Spot.
Wipe your chin.
Oh, my.
For God's sake. But don't use my T-shirt.
Even come with Kleenex.
Oh, look at that. Isn't that wonderful? Wow.
Some moist very wipes.
You got a wipe for you.
It's tough. Save a couple of those for later.
This is, oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you'll remember this. Oh, wow.
Now she's bent over like she's going to hike a football. What's happening over there, Matt?
She's putting some whipped cream on both of her cheeks. Okay. Excuse me, gentlemen.
All right, very good.
And now here we go.
Oh. One scoop. Yeah. Time for the... The other scoop.
Jesus.
You got to finish, Matt.
He actually got some on Rob.
I really hope that was whipped cream I just got sprayed with.
It's icing. Right.
I try not to mix dairy.
Wow. My goodness.
Having fun, Matt?
Wow. Yes, I am.
Yeah, I thought so.
Man, thanks, Mike. Fast.
Have you achieved yet, Matt?
Oh, not yet. Geez. You got a little ways to go.
Three times.
Oh.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah, going back to our bag of tricks.
Okay. Very good.
She's getting out. What is
do you
that,
like
Robbie?
Chocolate?
Oh, pudding.
Yes, I do.
And chocolate pudding.
Oh, I thought she was.
Joe, you're going
to. Skylar, I will tell you that everybody in this studio today likes chocolate. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I didn't know Joe's neck went out that far.
Yeah. Hi, Joe. Joe's in there with Buzz. So is John. It's
suddenly gotten very crowded in here.
What, you never seen a beautiful black woman naked before, fellas?
I guess not.
Oh, she's over at the goodie bag right now.
Oh, she getting out some strawberries.
All right. Oh, there, and I believe bottoms off.
There
bottoms off.
There
goes the G-string.
That was hard.
What about the vagina?
Just a cowboy hat and heels now.
Oh,
yeah.
John is running for the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, she's got a nice bod.
And, of course, he turns out to be a gay porn star.
Oh, yeah. Enjoy it. Yeah.
He just ate.
A strawberry.
From, Duke City. He went to Dookie Town to eat that strawberry.
Duke University.
Oh, fantastic.
Strawberry with some chocolate on it.
Wow. Boy, oh, boy.
The best strawberries are found in the valley.
Buzz. Buzz.
Okay, Hef.
Hugh Burbank.
You know what? Let's cut him some slack. He's got to go to Kansas tomorrow.
Oh, right. Buzz, I'm so sorry.
Mercy, please.
This is going to be the last time that Buzz gets a chance to see anybody naked for the next 9 days.
That's Unless he goes to Jezebel's.
Right.
I happen to remember the name of that place you were reading about yesterday.
Joe, can you bring us a spoon, Joe? I know you have one back there.
A spoon, please.
A normal-sized one.
You want plastic or metal?
Spork would be fine.
A spork.
And, you know, it's the fact that... Skylar is so beautiful and new and fresh and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. She's pulled Joe away from his incredible addiction to his marble game on his computer.
Joe, say hi to Skylar.
Hi, Skylar. How are you? Nice to see you.
Very good.
Kind of a step up, huh, Joe?
That's right out of an old Western, the way Joe came in here. Nice to see you. I'll be going now.
Skylar, what do you make of him?
He seems afraid. He ran away too fast.
Yeah, he did. He did. He did indeed. Mm-hmm. But you've got chocolate pudding, and you're making your way over to Matt right now.
Matt's just got his underpants on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You know, we should be getting some pictures of this for our website, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All you guys in the next room who are,
No.
Playing
describe this game.
Rubbing it out.
Playing,
crowding me.
Going to Meat City over there.
Body, you have to lick it off.
I like the rules.
All right, wait, let's hear this again. We were talking over Skylar. What's that, Skylar?
The rules are he's going to take a spoonful of chocolate.
It's called Flick-a-Lick.
Flick the chocolate onto my body and lick it off everywhere that it lands.
Oh. I like this game.
It's a fun game.
It's a good game.
Bravo.
Flick a lick.
Mike, it's your birthday. Would you like to do the flicking?
Yeah, sure. All right.
No problem.
Flick it, Mike.
Flick it good.
Flick it like Peter North, Mike.
Skylar, by the way, has legs that go on forever.
Okay. Flick it, Mike. Where are you going to flick it?
Mike is now flipping chocolate pudding on
Matt's face.
He can't
lick himself.
It's my birthday. I had to.
I'm sorry. Whoa, here's mud. I almost fell into your breath.
Here's mud in your eye.
Very gently for you. All right.
Where are you aiming for, Mike? Upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs.
Downstairs.
Downstairs. Okay.
Right next to me. Yeah.
In the crawl space.
You're like Pollock. Look at that.
And
hey, look at that. And
okay.
He has good.
You go to town there, Matt.
Now let's listen.
Wipe the stuff on my face first. I feel like I got Peter North.
Mike flicked chocolate
I'm
pudding.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I don't know what came over me.
Putting on Matt's face in his
eye.
All right,
now let's get down there.
On his forehead.
All right, very good.
Matt, it's pick and lick. Go.
Skylar has assumed the position.
Go, Matt. Yes, sir.
Matt is removing the dollops of pudding.
And tremendous flexibility on the part of Skylar. Strength and flexibility.
Yeah, oh.
She's everywhere. Oh, I know.
Chocolatey goodness. Oh, bad boy.
I don't think there's any pudding
I don't
there.
Think there is any.
This boy's going to do just fine. This boy's going to do just fine.
I think he's accepted into the fraternity.
Yeah, I think he's passed his ritual today, hasn't he?
Thank you, man. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Wait, and don't rub all the pudding off so people can. We ought to get a picture of Matt with the pudding on his head.
Pudding on his forehead. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And love on his lips.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Skylar is reaching back into her bag of tricks.
All right.
Here comes Joe to take a picture of a picture of Matt the Pole along with Mike. There you go.
All
right. Good. Nice. Nice.
He just starts laughing. It might be the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, here. That and picture could go on any website for anything.
Could definitely go on a scat website. Definitely looks like he's got poo on his face.
That's good.
It's good
just,
picture.
Just remember, very, very good picture. I like that a lot.
Pudding. Oh, excuse me. Looks like he has chocolate pudding on his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. What did you say? Something that got hit? Did we get hit again?
Poo.
Oh,
poo is a bad word now.
Here we go.
What's happening now? Oh dear.
Caca.
He has a lollipop in his mouth and he lays on his back.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Fantastic.
Okay, let's get this. Here we go.
What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
Matt?
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, Matt?
Hi, Matt.
Doing great.
Matt's laying
on
the floor.
I don't want to talk to you now.
I'm kind of busy, Don.
What are you doing right now?
There's a lollipop in my mouth.
The lollipop is attached to Skylar, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. And Matt's laying on his back.
From her daisy.
I don't want to let
floor,
it go.
And she's above him.
Am I coming up now?
Fantastic.
And now Matt's up.
Oh, let me get not that thing that back. Way.
Oh, yeah.
Matt has retrieved.
Put it back.
And is now replacing.
Right. There you go. Go get it.
Yeah.
He didn't go.
Hot damn tamale.
Yeah.
Go get it there, boy.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure there.
It's a lollipop.
Fantastic, Skylar.
Look at him. So, covering in pudding. In his underpants and his shorty black socks.
Okay, oh, yes.
Wait, what do you got now, Skylar?
Another toy?
A test tube full of fluid.
Oh, very good.
It's going to be a shooter.
You're getting the full treatment.
Yes, it is. Not potent, but a little alcohol.
Okay, good. Very good.
You don't have to move
out here
to do this. Just a touch. Really? All right, sure.
Okay. Go in the other room, sure.
I believe that would be known as a tutor shooter.
Yes,
yes sir. Yes. Yes, indeed he do. Oh, are her legs long enough? My God.
Roll wow. Oh. Those are the only words I heard.
God damn it, I am horny.
Enough to make you want to take up climbing.
She's got a rocket body.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Now, she's got that, she's taking that beaker tube.
Right. Yeah, the tube.
And
the tutor shooter.
It's like she's at the doctor's office now.
I see.
Very nicely put.
Only there I goes
don't.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go, Matt.
Wow.
Wow, look at
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah.
She straddled him.
Wow. Oh,
my God, he's actually.
He's gone? Wow.
Good job.
Where'd it go?
I cannot even describe that to you on the radio.
Isn't that a shame? We
she
used
had,
to be able to.
She had this tube
mm-hmm.
down there.
Of where we do not speak.
So then it had fluid. Now, he was on his back,
mm-hmm.
and then she had it. It ended up. It was.
Wait a minute. They're writhing on the floor.
She's reaching back into her
bag. If you want to get a shot, get a shot of that.
It was like a wrestling move where her legs, she flipped him over and
she started on top.
And ended up on the bottom.
Right.
But now she's positioning him. And now she seems to be going on her back.
All right. I want to go out and see this.
Yeah, they're on the pole now. So.
This is special.
Rob, what are they doing?
I don't know. I just like watching her writhe around the floor.
I don't think either one knows yet.
This is
okay.
Terrific.
Matt is sitting, and his legs are apart.
Yeah.
And
she is. She's about to do something gymnastic.
Thank you, but no, thank you.
Right.
I've just been handed a lollipop. I'll have it later.
Mm-hmm. She's got the.
Oh my God! Look at that.
Now
look
she's
at
like in a bicycling position.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh hello. Oh hello.
That's a cooter shooter.
Yes, sir.
All right. He's taking the foil off the top of the shooter, and then. There we go.
Drinking.
Hold on to my ass. Hold on to her ass.
Lean back. Slowly. Slowly.
Slowly.
Don't break her neck.
Don't break her neck, for God's sake.
Wow. Oh, yes. That's like the best show
I have
ever seen.
That's gymnastics.
That's tumbling. That's advanced tumbling is what that is.
Look at her pumping him.
Man.
America's got talent.
Yeah.
Skylar, do you do anything to maintain that flexibility? I bet you
things
do.
Things that I cannot speak of on the radio.
Okay. Oh. All right. Cool.
Can only imagine.
Baby.
Wow. Holy mackerel.
Okay. She's putting her hat back on.
Wow.
And she's earned it. Here's your lollipop.
Well, let's hear it for Skylar.
Yeah.
Oh, Skylar. A beautiful woman. And a beautiful show.
How tall are you, Skylar?
I am 5'10".
Oh, wow.
5'10". Wow.
That's without the high heels.
Beach towel
suit. She's 6'6" in the heels.
Oh, my God.
That's amazingentertainment.com.
Yes, ask
for Skylar. I mean, really, we recommend her with all four.
Yes.
All four.
On all four.
The things. Washington Monument.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Skylar.
Pulled something else out of her bag.
Oh, she's got one. What's that?
You guys know what these are.
Those are pixie sticks.
Pixie.
What makes a Nazi?
What did you say, Skylar?
Childhood candy you probably all enjoyed at some point in time.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, since I know it's during the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not drinking.
Right.
Well, I don't think you guys
are. I drank a little bit before the show, but that's okay.
Crazy like that naturally.
Right, yes, of course.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Natural high.
Now, what are you going to do with the pixie stick and young Matt here?
We're going to do what's called a body shot.
A body shot.
What he would normally do,
mm-hmm.
I'll put the alcohol here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pixie sticks here.
Right.
Lick, suck, suck.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Lick, suck, suck.
So we'll have to substitute.
Just, okay.
What are you drinking?
I'm not drinking anything. I'm on the radio.
Water.
Hey, you, young man. Park the attitude. Park the attitude to our guest,
hey,
please.
Putting
I'm drinking
face.
Whipped cream.
All right, yeah. So whipped cream.
Let's do whipped cream. Right.
Jesus Christ.
He didn't have a beverage.
I'm not drinking anything. I'm here. A smart ass. He's a wiseacre.
Wiseacre indeed.
He's a wiseacre.
All right.
Get down there, you little Weisenheimer.
Look at that now.
The pixie,
look at that. She put the pixie sticks dust all over her boobs.
Oh,
right?
My. Yes.
Strategically, of course. A little whipped cream on her belly.
That's going to be like a creamsicle.
Go.
Lick, suck. All right, what don't you understand, Matthew?
Okay, suck. Now lick.
The whipped cream.
Now suck.
There goes the
lick.
Pixie powder.
Very good. Lick. How's the taste combination of the whipped cream and the pixie stick?
It's a little interesting.
Interesting.
Wow. Even more so with Skylar attached.
So is my view.
All right.
So is mine.
All right. Fantastic.
That'd be great if Matt wasn't around.
Yeah.
He is the weakest link.
Once again, a nice round of applause for Skylar.
Outrageous.
Good job.
That's fantastic, honey.
What I always like to do is... sing happy birthday.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
The birthday.
Very good.
Well, actually, I have all of you guys do it, but
all right.
We have to do it with the candles.
With the candles.
There are candles.
More toys.
Okay, here we go. We have candles.
She's still
all right.
100% beautifully naked on the floor.
She is writhing on the floor.
Don't try this at home, kids.
All right. Very good.
All right. Good ad lib, Matt.
Thank you. He's working on it all night.
You Weisenheimer.
Nice pudding stain on your underpants.
Actually, that's not pudding.
Doesn't look too much like you had a problem.
Yeah.
That's taking the new fat controller ally.
To be blatantly honest, I was more nervous than I'd ever been on a flight. I've never felt so offended in my life. I felt like I had been physically abused and neglected. I was forced to sit next to human excrement for...
Hold on a second. Let's break into that tape.
She has put dollops of whipped cream
on her breasts
on her breasts,
and has candles on like where her nipples go, and the candles are now being lit.
In the whipped cream.
Are we supposed to sing when they get lit?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear Mike. Happy birthday to you.
Blow him out there.
Come on now, Matt.
Blow him out, Matt. There we go. Oh, good job.
Now, does he get to eat the whipped cream?
Does he get to eat the whipped cream now, Skylar? Yeah.
Here we go. More whipped cream.
Our wishes. Oh, yeah. Enjoy that.
He's taking his time.
He is.
He's lingering. God,
he's a hungry boy.
I just hate seeing him in his underwear.
And he's out of breath.
Yes, he is. Well, he's in shape. He's on our diet plan. You can see that by the time he gets to be our age, he's going to lap us. There's no doubt. And I'm not talking about like lapping that whipped cream. I'm talking about making it around the track a few times.
Skylar, you are incredible. Let's give her a real Don and Mike ovation.
Yeah. Good job, Skylar. You're the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Matt the Pollock, what do you have to say for yourself, son?
I'll be in the bathroom for 15 minutes.
I didn't need to hear that.
Did you really enjoy yourself, Matt?
I had a wonderful time.
That's good. Good for you.
Rightly so.
Good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Have you ever dabbled into multiracial experiences?
Yes.
Interracial.
Yes, I have.
He has.
Well, I believe
that means he was with a white chick.
You look to me like a mix. You are. See, that's why I say multiracial.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
Mulatto.
Called it.
Fantastic.
Got it. Called shotgun on that one.
Good job.
A little cream in your coffee is fine.
It's a good flavor. Sure. All right.
Amen. Oh, well, I will gladly watch you put your underpants back on.
At the end of the show? That was a wonderful show.
Yeah, douchebag. That's the end of the show for you.
Thank you.
That's it. Get out of here. Get your clothes on. Yeah. Come on. Get out of here. Go. Shoes. Scat. Oh, don't throw money. You don't throw money. That's not
jackass.
You are really misbehaving. You don't throw money at the dancer. That's degrading. Apologize to Skylar.
Sorry, Skylar.
You know what we really got to do? Wear some duct tape. I am serious as a heart attack.
Yeah. You know, absolutely.
You get this woman who gives you a beautiful show on Mike's birthday.
Yeah.
And when she's on the ground cleaning herself up,
right.
You throw like $5 bills
money.
At her.
Look at the show she gave.
I was tipping her.
But that's not the way you do it. No. You don't throw cash.
Someone lock him in the bathroom during the commercials.
Get your clothes back on. There's more punishment for you.
No. He's got to go out like that. Just like that.
All right. Very good.
Kick them out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Just get out of here.
All right.
Gathering his thing.
It was fine until he threw the money.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Skylar, we're right about that, right? Throwing money. Not cool.
That's not cool.
Not cool.
See? Yeah.
And you know what? We have such a busy show today.
Mm-hmm.
You guys during the break are just going to have to take him and duct tape him to a tree or to a telephone pole outside.
And we'll just check on him periodically.
Wearing his poopy pants and his poopy face.
And his black socks.
His poopy hair.
You know, now I'm really glad, like, when we had the chance to flick pudding before I flicked it on Skylar's body, I flicked it into Matt's face.
Yeah, it worked out.
What a dick move that was by him.
Really. He doesn't even know. He's learning.
It really was learning,
but he's going to have to learn.
Yes.
He's going to have to learn the hard way.
She put on a fantastic show.
She did one of the best ever.
Threw the money like, hey, here you go. And it's not like he threw $20 bills. It was an incredible amount of $5.
Right. Well, Skylar, you should know that he will be, for the rest of the show, punished today. Great.
Thank you for coming by, Scott.
Wow. Look at that.
You're
outfit.
Wonderful.
You all are great.
You are great.
You are too.
Yes.
We're just going to linger.
Please come back and see us sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Soon.
Daddy like. Mm-hmm.
Daddy like a lot.
Daddy likey.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm. Whole ensemble, the cowboy hat, everything.
Yeah. Red, white, and blue chaps.
Boy.
Nice. God bless America.
Anyway, it would ruin. That would be some prick throwing money at her.
Singles. Throwing five $1 bills.
Yeah, here you go. Slicky boy. And he was, you know, and he started out so strong, you know.
He looks like something that a T-Rex just took a dump on. Seriously. Like, he looks like he could be an Evan Almighty.
We have duct tape here, don't we?
We'll have some tape.
I'm sure we do. Right.
Well, you guys get him set up
outside
on the tree, please.
Very good.
With the pole, and we'll break a pole on a pole.
The pole on a pole today.
Happy birthday, Mike.
It's the best present ever.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.